good day. I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Midday News for Monday, June 6. Coming up, Foreign Affairs Minister calls for reform among ACP countries. Jamaica Customs Agency addressing challenges with Assicuda. And 406 bad gas complaints reported to Consumer Affairs Commission. The details after the break.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Now the news. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith has called for a re-evaluation and adjustment of the role of the African, Caribbean, and Pacific ACP group. Senator Johnson-Smith says this is necessary for the organization to remain relevant and effective. She made the appeal while addressing heads of state and government at the 8th ACP Summit in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea recently. Speaking on behalf of the Caribbean during an exchange of views on the sub-theme, Enhancing the Role of the ACP Group in Global Governance for Development, Minister Johnson-Smith urged the ACP to continue its efforts to promote change in the structure, composition, and working methods of major institutions of multilateralism and global governance. She further emphasized that in going forward, the ACP must prioritize Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, among other important issues. The ACP group comprises 79 developing and least developed countries from the African, Caribbean, and Pacific regions. The group seeks to promote the principles of unity and solidarity, as well as the sustainable development of its members. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees says the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, is addressing the challenges that have been encountered by users of the automated system for customs data, Assicuda World System. The commissioner, in response to concerns expressed by some customs brokers, said there are instances where required documents are uploaded. However, when it is viewed on the system, the information is unclear.
In instances like that, one would need to see the original document for verification. I will also admit that as we move to a paperless environment, there are a few persons who, on examining the shipments, may also ask or request documentation. In those cases, it is a question of us revisiting our sensitization with our team.
Major Rees was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Major Rees says the JCA continues to have regular dialogue with its stakeholders and has invited them to share their concerns and make recommendations for improvements to the system. The commissioner adds that a significant amount of money is expected to be saved once Assicuda World has been fully implemented. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, says as at March 31, 406 complaints regarding bad gas were received. Bad gas complaints first surfaced in November 2015 when consumers notified the commission about petrol bought at service stations causing their vehicles to shut down. CAC communications specialist Dorothy Campbell says the complaints continued into the last quarter of the 2015-2016 financial year and are treated separately from complaints of business transactions with providers in the marketplace. She says the agency is awaiting the decision of the energy minister before it can proceed.
I will emphasize that this is something that is in the hands of the portfolio minister, as the task force had already submitted their report. He has made his pronouncement, and the CAC is still awaiting a decision how to proceed further.
And the Ministry of Health has increased the number of days yellow fever vaccination is administered in order to reduce waiting time at health facilities. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is encouraging persons traveling to or transitioning through an area with risk of yellow fever transmission to get vaccinated. He says the ministry is seeking to increase awareness of this possible threat and in doing so reduce the risk of persons becoming ill by encouraging vaccination ahead of travel to affected countries. It is advised that the yellow fever vaccines be given at least 10 days prior to travel. The new schedule to access yellow fever vaccination started on Monday, May 30. Vaccines are administered at the Comprehensive Health Center in Kingston Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, at Montego Bay Type 5 Health Center in St. James Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays with a fee of $1,500 per vaccine. The yellow fever virus is transmitted by the bite of infected mosquitoes such as the Aedes, the same vector that transmits the chikungunya, dengue, and Zika viruses. That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.